الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الغيبة أشد من الزنا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran Sharif, which has got within it the solution to the problems of the world. Whatever problems the world is experiencing in different walks of life, different departments, the Quran Sharif has got the solutions to those problems. The verse which I recited now in the khutbah from Surah Al-Hujarat, which is a surah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about social etiquettes, how we can build a healthy, united and progressive society. We want the society to be a healthy society, a harmonious, a united society. So there's certain negative actions, bad qualities that we have got within our lives, which create friction, which create discord, which create disunity, which make life very, very negative and very bitter because of the mindsets that we have, because of these bad habits and bad qualities we have in us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't wish to go into the details of the entire surah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how to avoid conflicts, how to avoid disputes, and if a dispute does arise, then how to solve that dispute. As I mentioned, Islam has got the solution to all problems. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights certain bad qualities that will create discord and it will create disunity. So the ayat which we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. So this ayat speaks about three aspects, and the next ayat speaks about another three aspects. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, men should not mock at men. One group of men should not mock and laugh at another group of men. This is a weakness that has crept in our lives, where we mock at people, we laugh at people. In fact, our jokes revolve around this. We are laughing and we are joking, but at the expense of the integrity of people. You're speaking about someone, you're laughing at them, you're mocking at them, whether it is verbally, whether it is by you imitating someone, whichever way it is, but you are mocking at people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, remember, you are believers. You got iman in your heart. You are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are supposed to have the highest level of good character. It does not behove you, it's not appropriate for you to behave like this. لا يسخر قوم من قوم. No men should be mocking at men. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Asa أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. It's possible that the people who you are mocking at, they are better than you. Perhaps they will be better than you. You're laughing at that person, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man is better. We sometimes assess the situation only on the outward condition. What is in that man's heart, do you know? Outwardly, someone may not be straight, or he may not be very pious. But what is within his heart, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Also, you are looking at the present condition. What happens 5 years down the line? What happens 10 years down the line? Today you may be outwardly seeming to be a better person. But 5 years, 10 years down the line, things change. People change. Maybe just before that, few hours before that man dies, he can make a sincere tawbah, and in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be a better person. Today you're mocking at that man's child, and you're laughing at him. What does the future hold for you? What does the future hold for your child? You also got children, you got grandchildren. You are laughing at that man today. Maybe the child made a mistake, the child fell in a problem. Allah knows the reality of the situation. It is not appropriate for us to be laughing and poking fun at people and mocking at them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. Men should never be mocking at other men, because perhaps those people who you are mocking at, they may be far better than you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are laughing at them today. In the akhirat, they will be laughing at you. In the akhirat, you will be in a problem, and those people, they will be in salvation. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-bala'u muwakkalun bil-kalam. Calamities are often attached to your speech. Many a times we don't pay attention to our speech. We just say things. But often because of your speech, Allah Ta'ala puts you into problems. So he says that, I'm afraid if I mock at a dog, that maybe Allah Ta'ala will transform me into a dog. I can mock at the dog, I can laugh at the dog, look at this dog, how dirty it is, look at the way it is. But I'm actually afraid if I'm mocking at the dog, it mustn't be that Allah Ta'ala changes me into a dog. So, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. Then the Quran Sharif repeats the same injunction for females. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. And women should not be mocking at other women, because it's very likely and possible that those women are better than them. They are laughing at them, they are joking at them, they are making a mockery of them. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may be better. Whatever you're mocking at a person, sometimes you're mocking at the way a person looks. You've seen a person, maybe not very attractive, whatever it may be, and you're laughing at the person. Sometimes you're laughing at his clothing. Look at what type of clothing this man is wearing. You're laughing at the vehicle he's driving. You're laughing at the home that he's living in. You don't have that right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you worry about your own life. You worry about your own reformation. Concentrate on your own deen. Look at your own faults. The biggest problem is we are looking for the faults of others, but we have forgotten about our own faults. So the Quran Sharif had presented it in this manner. Men should not mock at men, and women should not mock at women, because a proper Islamic society demands that there has to be segregation. Men should be separate and women should be separate. So there's no question of women mocking at men and men mocking at women. Why? Because there has to be segregation. Men have to be completely separate and women have to be completely separate. So why will that situation should never arise where a woman would mock at a man? Because she is in her space. She is with other women. So this is the first injunction. Then the second injunction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't look for faults in one another. Don't criticize one another. You're going out of your way to look for faults, to find faults. Remember, if you look for a weakness, in any person, you can find a weakness. If you're looking for a weakness. But if you're looking for good, then in any person, you'll find good also. You take the khinzir and put it in a beautiful orchard. There's so much of greenery, so many flowers, so many trees, so many fruits. But the khinzir will look for the filth and for the dirt. What will it look for? It will look for the dirt. It will look for some feces. It will look for this type of thing. Because that's the nature of that. But a good, decent person, he look at the greenery, he look at the flowers, he look at the fruits. So good people, they look for good qualities. They look for good characteristics. Remember this deen, generally you will hear, very commonly you will hear our elders saying, Khubiyo ka lain deen, where we are exchanging good qualities. So you're looking in every person, this man here is very obedient to his parents. Every time I see him, he's with his parents, he's very, very obedient. I need to learn that from him. This man here, he's very punctual with his tahajjud. I need to learn that from him. This person, whenever I see him, he's reading Quran Sharif. I need to learn that from him also. I need to read Quran Sharif. So you're looking at the good qualities, the good characteristics. You're not looking for the faults of people. When it comes to faults, you're looking for your own faults. Mashayikh say, when you're in the mood of looking for good, people go through different moods. The mindset is different, different times of the day, different times of the year. People have got different mindsets. So when you're looking for good, then look for good in other people. Don't look at your own good. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali says, I was with my Sheikh Shihabuddin Suharwardi Rahmatullah Ali. We were on a boat and my Sheikh gave me two pieces of advice. He told me, don't ever look at your own good and don't ever look at the faults of people. Because when you're looking at your own good, what's happening? Now you're becoming proud. Now you're becoming arrogant because you're thinking, see, I've got all this good. And this man doesn't have that good. So when you want to look for good, then you look for good in other people. And when you're in that mood to look for faults, you know, sometimes you come home, you're frustrated. You came home, you're looking for something to pick out on. You're looking for something to make a noise and start fighting about. You come home now, something is not in place, or the food is not ready, or maybe the children are a bit shabby, or your wife forgot to do something. So then you look at your own faults. Now look into your own weaknesses. Remember, every person has got weaknesses. Every person, there is a scope for him to improve himself. Besides Anbiya alayhimus salam, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from any sort of sin. They are masoom. Besides Anbiya alayhimus salam, we have got our own weaknesses. And the mashayikh say, the more you look into the mirror of Tawbah, the more you will see your own weaknesses. The more you look into the mirror of Tawbah, you sit down, you cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Tawbah, Allah ta'ala, this I've got this weakness. Allah ta'ala, this thing is not right in me still. My namaz is still not 100%. Now and again I'm coming late for namaz. I'm missing my takbir-e-ula. I'm missing my first saf. That dedication, that devotion, that concentration, that humility that I have to have, I don't have it. I'm Allah Ta'ala, you guide me. Change my heart, change my life. Bring my namaz to the level of perfection. Bring my wuzu to the level of perfection. Bring my deen to the level of perfection. Person is constantly concerned about his own faults, about reforming himself. Tuba liman shaghalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how fortunate is that man who his own faults prevents him from the faults of people. He's so busy, worried about putting himself right and rectifying himself, that he's not worried about the faults of people. Yes, obviously it is our obligation to command with good and prohibit from wrong. But there you advise and you do not despise. So now it is your obligation, if you saw something wrong, then you will correct the person in a decent, dignified manner, in a manner that you would like to be corrected. That is your responsibility. You corrected him, you brought it to his attention, you notified him, and that you fulfill your responsibility. But then worry about yourself. Then concentrate on developing your own self and reforming your own self. So, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The Quran Sharif is saying, don't look for faults in one another. One person, he went to 99 different mashayikh. He went for his own reformation. People of the past, they would go for their reformation. It's still now important that we go for self-reformation. So he went to 99 different sheikhs. He went to each sheikh, he stayed there in his company for a little while. Then he saw some fault, something that he didn't seem right to him. He left and he went to the second sheikh. Then he went to the third one. Like that he went to 99. And eventually he came to the 100th sheikh. And he told him, you know what, Hazrat, I've been to 99 different people. But everyone I found some weakness or the other. I found some fault or the other. And I don't think he's the right person. So this person told him, see, if you couldn't make it with 99 people, I don't think you'll make it with me. So in all probabilities, you'll find some fault in me also. But before you leave, let me just give you one piece of advice. You went to 99 great people, 99 luminaries. Every single one must have had so many good things in them. If you just took one good thing from each one, then you would have now collected 99 good qualities. But unfortunately, each one you look for one weakness. Now you have collected 99 weaknesses within you. So 99 bad qualities you have collected. So when you're going in, you're looking for the good qualities. You're looking from what you can benefit, how you can improve your life. Everyone needs to improve the quality of their life. Remember, when you reform yourself, the person that benefits the most is you, your own self. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala now changes the condition of your heart. Now this heart has got serenity. Now this heart has got peace in it. Now this heart is a very, very happy heart. Now life becomes very comfortable. Allah Ta'ala can make this dunya jannat for you also. Now your ibadat has got a different flavor. Now your ibadat has got a different feeling. It's got a different sweetness. It's got a different happiness. Why? Because you worked on your heart. You rectified your heart. The biggest problem now is we're only rectifying our external selves. How many people are working on their hearts? Because the heart is problematic. That is why you're finding all these weaknesses. Because in the heart we've got pride. We've got arrogance. We are people that are looking down at others. So that is why you see now we're behaving in this manner. But once this heart has got humility within it, it's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's got the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the whole behavior starts changing. So the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't find faults with one another. Don't criticize one another. Yes, if genuinely someone's got a weakness, and you know that the person has got a weakness, it is your responsibility for you to try to the best of your ability to bring it to the man's attention. Maybe if you feel you cannot do that, then speak to someone that's close to him. Maybe his father or someone that knows him very well. Let's see, maybe this man doesn't know. Out of ignorance, he's making this mistake, try and rectify him and correct him. Then the third thing Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not call people offensive nicknames. Do not use offensive nicknames for one another. So every person now got a nickname. This person is like this, this person is like that. That's an offensive nickname. One is a nickname that everyone is calling the man and he doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't mind that nickname. He doesn't mind you calling him that name. He himself refers to himself with that nickname. That may be a different situation. But here you're giving the man an offensive nickname. You're calling him bad names. This person is like this and this person. By that is not your, you don't have the right to do that. That is not permissible for you. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Remember, when you do this, you become a sinner. When you start calling people nicknames, then you become a sinner. So Allah Ta'ala says, very evil is even the name of sin after iman. Even for you to be doing such a thing, that now you becoming a sinner, or the name of sin is now directed to you after iman, how can you do something like this? بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. After iman, the name of sin is something that's very, very evil. Don't do all this here. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Okay, maybe you did not know this before this. Maybe you did not know that you're not supposed to be doing these things. But now you know. Now I have informed you. Now you make tawbah. Make tawbah immediately. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ. Who doesn't make tawbah, then those are the wrongdoers. Those are the oppressors. Alright, you made a mistake. You did it. It was the past. But at this point, now that we've realized that these things are wrong, so make tawbah immediately. Sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, this, I won't do this again now. I'm not going to mock at anyone now anymore. I'm not going to laugh at anyone. And I'm not going to look for faults in people. Even in my own house. Remember, if you go to your own house, your own wife, if you're looking for faults, you'll find faults. But if you're looking for good, you'll find good. But if you're looking for faults all the time, then that's what's going to create problems in that home. Because now we have only learned how to criticize. We don't know how to compliment anymore. We forgot how to compliment. All the good things the wife is doing, whatever favors she's showing you, all the favors you're enjoying from her, you forgot about all that. Everything else that she's doing for you and your children, you forgot about all that. You're only looking for those few faults and weaknesses, which, as I mentioned, if we look within ourselves, we'll find dozens of those weaknesses. We don't need to look within anyone else. So now, change this attitude. Change this mindset. Make tawbah now. Allah Ta'ala is saying, make tawbah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ. Who doesn't make tawbah, then those are the wrongdoers. Those are the oppressors. Don't think deen is only namaz. Don't think deen is only tahajjud. Don't think deen is only hajj and umrah. No. Deen is all this also. In fact, this is more important because these are the rights of people. You are violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, make tawbah. But if you violate the rights of people, you will have to ask them for forgiveness. If they don't forgive you, by you making tawbah, it's not going to be forgiven. So this is more important. Then the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another three aspects. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan inna ba'da al-dhan ithm. Allah ta'ala says, O believers, stay away from many suspicions, many assumptions. Often in life, what happens? We assume things. We just assume things. No, if this is this, then this must be caused this year. But you don't have any proof. There's nothing concrete. So stay away from many assumptions, many suspicions. إِنَّ بَعْدَ ظَنِّ إِثْ. Some of these suspicions will tantamount to sin. Now you've leveling accusations against people. You're suspecting people. Do you have any proof? You don't have any proof. You're just saying things. Remember, in Shariat, when we speak about proof, it's concrete proof. You can't read something on social media and say that is proof if you know the amount of lies that spreads on social media. It can't just be hearsay. Someone can't just tell you something and you think that's proof. No, you have to have solid proof. Tomorrow if you go to a qazi, a judge, and you tell him, for example, someone did jadu on me. I have now accused the man. This has become a very big problem in our communities. It's broken up whole family structures. Then you tell him, no, I went to one person, and this person told me that this person did jadu. Did the person see it with his eyes? Does he have any proof? Can he prove it? No, he did, went in a trance or whatever. That qazi will lash you, and he lashed the person also, both of you. Both of you will catch a hiding straight away. Because this is not proof in the Shariat. You don't have anything concrete. Only if you've seen it with your eyes, you've got reliable witnesses, then you can talk. So, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Stay away from all this suspicion. إن بعد الظن إث. The second thing Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy on people. Now, we have come to this, where we're going around spying on people. We're looking for the faults of people. Why? To degrade the man, to defame the man, to put him down, to drag his name in the gutters. I'll go and see what he's doing. I will prove him a point. No. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't go and spy on people. Take everything on the surface how it is. And وَلَا يَغْتَبْ. The third thing. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا. That one of you should not make ghibat amongst yourselves. You should not be backbiting one another. Do you love to eat? Does any one of you love to eat the flesh of his brother who is dead? You know, a dead man, if you eat his flesh, he won't feel pain because he's dead. But will you eat his flesh? You'll never eat his flesh because you know how despicable and how evil and how bad that is. So similarly, when you backbiting, although that man doesn't know what you're saying, he cannot hear what you're saying. Maybe it's not causing harm to him in that sense, but it is like you're eating his flesh when he's dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And Allah ta'ala shows us how evil this is. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, الْغِيبَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Backbiting is even worse than fornication. But very rarely will you get a gathering now that is free of backbiting. So wherever people are sitting together, you go for functions, there's family gatherings, there's get-togethers, there's always backbiting that must come up. We don't even know what is backbiting. Unfortunately, you will be making ghibat without you even realizing that you are making ghibat. Yet the hadith says that backbiting is even worse than zina. Imam Abu Hatim rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that the most profitable trade, you know, an intelligent man, he is very particular of where he invests his money. Tell him, you're going to invest your money here, you're going to lose your money. Intelligent man won't invest his money there. More important than your money is your time, where you are investing your time. So Abu Hatim says that the most profitable investment is zikrullah, is to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst investment that will bring the greatest loss is zikrun nas, is to speak about people. So let us come out of this habit and let us not speak about people. Where it's something that's not relating to us, it's something not important, something that's, you know, not for some genuine reason. Let us not speak about people. So you're not speaking about people at all, you're not saying anything. Inshallah, in this manner, we will not make ghibat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true understanding. Alhamdulillah, all of us are perhaps aware that the annual Ijtima' has commenced in Newcastle. There's a request, respected friends, for all those brothers who have not yet made arrangements to try and make some arrangements to participate in the Ijtima', even if it is a short while. We will benefit from the barakat and the blessings of the Ijtima'. And if for some reason someone cannot participate, then the minimum requirement is we make dua for the success of the Ijtima, inshallah. By us making dua for the Ijtima, we will also get a share in the rewards. May Allah grant us a true understanding.